50 minutes past the hour, and of course, we're talking about the Solange fight and how this lady Romy, she was just outraged over the fact that so many women were saying that Jay-Z should have smacked her. She deserved it. I don't know how you feel about that. 1-877-PARSHOW or tweet me at Russ Parshow. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Yes.
I would like to give a shout out to my man Richard.
Okay. Well, call me back and we'll give that shout out to Richard a little bit later.
Okay.
We'll do that.
Okay.
Later.
My bad. Wrong line. Let's go to the next line. Hey, Tracy, your comment.
Why is it that men do not have the right to defend themselves? Now, I don't promote any kind of violence of any kind, but it is so arrogant of a woman to think that she is just going to go up and slap the crap out of a man and kick him and spit on him and have nothing happen to her. Why is it that women don't have to practice restraint? Everybody.
Well, I think that has to happen. You know, no one has a right to abuse you physically.
Yeah. I mean, he
under
did
any
like-
circumstances.
He did, like, grab her foot, try to stop her, but he didn't, like, you know.
Well, he caught
her. She had some sharp heels on. That was an issue.
Yeah, that could have been bad.
Yeah.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Fine. Your comment, please.
Russ, growing up, I was raised with six sisters. And my mother always told them, if you act like a lady, they'll treat you like a lady. But if you act like anything other than a lady, you got what you got coming.
Gotcha. All right. Good morning. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, your comment, please.
Yeah, I agree with the previous caller. Really, honestly, I think that I teach my sons, don't hit a woman, even if she comes after you. But I feel like women need to be taught that if you're going to go hard at a man like that, you will get hit back. Because you don't put your hands on anybody unless you're willing to get your hands, have somebody put their hands on you. She was kicking. She was really going at him.
You remember the case with the bus driver in Ohio where the lady was in his face and he got and uppercutted her.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, did you feel that it was justified on his part?
I didn't. I thought it was a little overboard because she was a female. I thought he did have the right to protect himself or restrain her or get her off the bus, but I just thought I wouldn't have responded in such a manner.
Ike Manifico writes to me at Russ Parr Show, Jay shouldn't have hit her. But Beyonce should have punched her in the throat.
What? That's her sister.
L Boogie 34 says, defend yourself at all times. I'm sure Solange and Beyonce have had a few fights.
Of course.
Which is probably why Beyonce didn't mess with little sister, because little sister might be a little bit tougher.
Might be punishing.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. Your comment.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I'm not condoning violence or anything like that, but I think if a woman goes up to a man, puts her hands on him, kicking and spitting, then he has the right to defend himself. Not knock the hell out of her, but he can grab her, move her or something. But women should not be approaching a man like they should fight him and beat them. They know they can't.
Okay. Apparently, I think alcohol was a factor in this thing, because from what everybody's saying.
Oh, definitely.
That there was some drinking going on. So I don't know. 1-877-PARSHOW. Good morning. Hello.
Hi. I think Beyonce did exactly what she was supposed to do. I think Jay-Z did exactly what he was supposed to do. And Solange was tripping a little bit. If Jay-Z would have smacked and pointing fingers at Jay-Z, but he'd have been spat on, finger in the face, all that. Everyone did exactly what they were supposed to do. But Solange should have fell back a little bit. If security wasn't there, Jay-Z would have had to be a man and defend himself.
Cherish, I am, writes the Russ Parr Show. Jay-Z is still a man. It's frightening how many women callers are okay with the prospect of Jay-Z hitting a woman. Let me see. Not trying to be rude. I finally agree with Tracy from Cincinnati. Yankatoo, when a woman puts her hands on a man, she is no longer a woman. She is a threat. Moose writes, I bet same thing happened to Ray Rice, and he defended himself, and look what happened to him.
Wow.
Well, we can only speculate what happened there. But when you uppercut somebody, you're intending to do serious damage. Mm-hmm. Based on what I saw on that elevator, I thought Jay-Z did the right thing.
I thought he did.
You know, he grabbed her when, you know, her foot was coming near his family jewels, and so you know, that's an automatic reaction that men are going to have.
Well, he took the first one. I think once he took the first one, he realized he didn't want a second
like,
one.
Like, nah.
Catch it. Right. But I don't believe that whole rumor that they were saying Jay-Z was trying to go to Rihanna's party by himself. And that was one thing that Solange was upset about.
And they said that Rachel Roy was getting a little too touchy with Jay-Z and Solange got mad. It was a lot of stuff.
Well, KB7 says they're saying that, but don't really mean it. They just never seen a dude hold his composure like that. Panda T writes, why are people surprised? Women said Rihanna deserved her beating. And you know what? Hey, know what? Hey, wait a minute. I have heard a family friend said that.
I've heard it before,
that Rihanna deserved that. We don't know what she did to him. This was women that were saying that.
I don't care what she did. She didn't deserve that.
Because dudes don't sit around and brag about how they beat down a woman unless they're just sick.
It's nothing woman can do to you to make you ball your fist up and punch her in the face.
It's classic victim blaming.
It's nothing.
All right. Well, we appreciate your comments, y'all. You can email me, emailrusspar@gmail.com, or go to the russparmorningshow.com and get those comments in. We'd like to hear from you.